Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning from Borgata, our home base every single Friday morning. Of course, coming out of a slow night last night, the world of sports. I mean, obviously quiet locally, no fills. Now, they get back at it tonight against the Mets. It's going to be interesting. They face the Mets a lot down the stretch here, including the next couple. So that's on the table. So, too, are the Eagles. They've got a game in 3 days, the Eagles and the Falcons. Big show for us today. We'll talk a lot about that. Ruben Amaro will be with us, Beat the Hammer, Dick Vermeil, and more. Your phone calls all show, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Jenny.
Scorpions are known to be able to withstand 200 times the radiation that the humans can. 200 times the radiation. They can survive it because they're able to repair damage, cellular damage that's caused by radiation somehow.
Well, that's an unusual fact.
They can sort of self-monitor and figure it out.
Look, I
like Wheeler on the mound.
Like Wheeler. Look at that. Look at that. Like Taiwan on the mound.
Completely the opposite.
So, all right, let's get into it today. 215-592-9494. Looking forward to the Phils, obviously, over the weekend. You know, they're getting close. So if you follow the standings, things are starting to look in a great spot for the Phils with 16 games to go, 8 up on the Braves. Obviously, the Phils will win the division, 1 up on the Dodgers, 4 up on the Brewers. So, you know, a lot of good stuff there. It seems like they should probably get a bye, but that's not a done deal yet. Certainly they'll win the division. They'll make the playoffs. All right. So the Phils on the table, 215-592-9494. Let's also get to the Eagles. So a couple, more days until a game. And unfortunately, a pretty long stretch, if you will, from week one to week two, because it was a Friday game into a Monday game. So looking back at week one and the start of the season, we'll ask you today at 215-592-9494, what's something you think that's a little bit below the radar, probably discussed on our show and locally, but perhaps not given enough of an examination for what it could mean for the season? I mean, there are so many aspects of what happened in the first game we've talked about, and what maybe haven't we talked about or perhaps we should talk about more. Like, John, let me give an example out of the game. We have, and you especially have referenced Mekhi Becton and his outstanding game from Friday. I hope people realize that if he's legit, and by the way, if he is, major credit if he's legit to Howie and Stoutland. Because this is a very unconventional thing. I mean, you take a guy who had been a tackle, you make him a guard. I mean,
a huge tackle.
I mean, he pretty much got run out of New York. Like, they were disgusted with him. And if they, but there was natural talent obviously coming into his career, and it's still there. And if they found a way, and this isn't so much a Becton thing as an offensive line thing, if they found a way to make Mekhi Becton a good guard, then you've got a really good offensive line again. And I'll tell you this, you know,
we've got a really good offensive line again.
So you think he's legit?
Yeah.
Because we've been so used to the Eagles having a dominant line.
Yeah.
And we know at some point it'll end. Like, it can't go on forever. They've already survived. You go back a couple of years, they already survived the decline and ultimately removal of Jason Peters. They survived the removal of Brandon Brooks. I mean, those were two of their main guys, right? Now it's trying to get past the removal of Jason Kelce. And if they can check another box where another star offensive lineman is removed and they keep on humming, I mean, you want to talk about for this season and theoretically for years to come, that's a major thing that to me stood out week one. Now, look, I'm not ready to pound the table here, guys, and say there's no doubt the Eagles line is still phenomenal. I don't know. I'm not sure. Got to see more. But you want to talk about a storyline from week one that hasn't maybe gotten enough attention. It's that line might be firing again, and that would be great. Look, what stands out to you from week one that we've talked about or not, but either way has not gotten enough attention? 215-592-9494. John, what's on your mind there?
Well, Quinyon Mitchell is the real deal. Quinyon Mitchell is going to be a dominant player in the NFL, and we can see it already. That's a massive point. The problem that we have with the pass rush is something that cannot be overemphasized. It's not just Bryce Huff. It's Nolan Smith. It's Brandon Graham. It's Josh Sweat. It's the edge guys, period. Yep. They're not getting enough penetration. They're not good enough. And this is a problem. Again, it feels like the catchword has been Bryce Huff.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the whole gamut of DNs,
and especially Josh Sweat and Nolan Smith. Like, what you get from Brandon at this point, I mean, he's not being paid a ton of money.
Brandon's playing more than everyone.
And I thought he played
because
better.
Because he's playing better than everyone. Yeah. He's not supposed to be playing better than everyone in his 15th year.
He's not.
These young defensive ends need to step it up. There's no question about that. So that's a major point we haven't talked enough about. The other guys besides Bryce Smith, Bryce Huff, what about the fact that we learned from Nick Sirianni that it's possible that the Bryce Harper down the first baseline slowing his pace down because he knows he doesn't have a chance to get to first could be what we're seeing with Jalen slowing down at times within this offense? Nick Sirianni told us when we spoke with him earlier this week about the spy. He talked to us about how when Jalen sees that spy, it changes the way he treats the play.
See, I didn't buy it the way you did. And I'll tell you why, John. Because I hear you. He said it on our show. But here's why.
I think it makes a lot of sense.
Well, here's why.
I think it's the only thing that makes the – okay, sorry. It's the thing that makes the most sense as to why Jalen would look the way he looks within the offense, which has been concerning for us.
Yeah.
Why is he looking a step slower?
Here's why I don't
buy it. It's because he's dialing it back because he knows it's pointless for him to go and try to blow out a hammy trying to stretch to the edge.
I don't think so.
When there's a spy waiting for him.
John. Here's why I disagree with you on that. Again, you can weigh in on all of this and more. What has stood out to you so far that perhaps hasn't gotten enough attention? 215-592-9494. Here's why I don't buy that one, John. Because I got to believe in 2020, 2021, and 2022, team spied him.
They did.
And he was able to get edges.
Well, it's a matter of figuring out how to do it game to game.
Or it's just a matter of having a little bit more in your giddy up that you can do it. I mean, I don't buy.
Maybe it has to do with the fact that he's just learned more. And through the years, as he's tried to gain that edge against a spy, against a defense, it's come back fruitless.
Look, maybe
it's come back. He takes a pounding, and we don't anything for it.
That I'll agree with. I think he is trying to be, and I think we saw this first week one last year.
Yes.
He is trying to be more careful.
Yes.
And I appreciate that because I think that's an important thing.
Yes. They I guarantee they harp on this every day. They scream and lament and they discuss right. every time the tape is on. They're saying, Jalen, you got to get down here. Jalen, get out of bounds yeah. here. Jalen, protect yourself here. Jalen, watch what you're doing here. This is what you need. Yeah. That's the way he's being coached every single day, going back to last year and the year before.
Well, look, everyone's chance to weigh in at 215-592-9494 on what else to discuss here about this first week and moving forward. Seltzer, what's top of mind for you?
So I'll give you one that we have not talked about nearly enough, and I think it's probably the starting player we talked the least about.
Hold on. Let me tell you.
Who we had questions about coming into the season. Go ahead.
All right. The starting player we've talked the least about that we had questions coming into the season. I'll say Reed Blankenship.
You're damn right it's Reed Blankenship. And you know what? He might be a player. He might not stink. In 20 starts in his career, he's got 5 interceptions. I mean, that's one every 4 games.
He might have just made one great play.
He might have, but he didn't stink in the game. I think Reed Blankenship is someone we have not talked at all about as a starting player who might be okay. Like, he's not a great safety, but he might be better.
Okay.
Yeah, he
it's
might
like
be better
It's like we don't
want to
give him the credit.
Well, if he's average, I'll take it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Coaches seem to love him. Remember last year, he was the only piece in place for the secondary that they were talking about the whole offseason.
Yeah,
Reed's back there. We just need to figure out who else we're going to put
with him.
But they
didn't have any options.
And I'm thinking, like, why is Reed, like, the sure thing? Why is he locked in as the leader of this defense? Like, we don't know Reed Blankenship.
No,
and then that was the story that they stuck with.
Right.
They, you know, and then he just keeps going out there. Jimmy, I agree with you.
He makes plays.
He keeps going out there and he gets around the ball.
Well, he does.
He hits people. He makes plays when there are plays to be made. He doesn't try to do too much, which has become a problem for some of our guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's a solid player.
But here's the thing.
We need to give more credit.
Yeah, I'll say this, James. Like, look, we all like him.
It doesn't sound like you really like him when you say, we all like him.
We're sitting here, he's like, he makes plays. You're like, yeah, but.
Well, he makes
Well,
he makes plays. Yeah, I'm going to give you a big but. But, like, especially on the TV copy when you're watching a game live, it's really hard to assess when the safety is not in the proper position. I mean, it's actually almost impossible on TV. And
when he doesn't get there.
Well, that's my point. I mean,
and there are a lot of times where he doesn't get there, where he's taking an angle that doesn't allow him to get there. So that bothers me.
Let me give you another one from week one. And this is more of a wider lens thing related to the NFC. There's something I think, if I had to guess, probably pretty unusual week one. And the Eagles were part of this from the NFC. You know, one storyline that I don't think got nearly enough attention after the first week is how the 4 best teams last year from the NFC all won again. Now, let me be clear when I say, and I include the Eagles in this, the Eagles had one of the 4 best records, and clearly for the first 11 games last year were far and away one of the 4 best teams. They were the best team in the conference in the first 11 games. But when all was said and done, the Eagles had an 11-win season and had one of the 4 best records. They didn't technically have one of the top 4 seeds because they finished, as a wild card spot and blah, blah, blah. But, like, they had one of the 4 best records. And you look at week one, so we're so used to topsy-turvy NFL, teams go up, teams go down. Okay, we're so used to that. But week one, not only did the 4 top teams from last year win, San Francisco, Dallas, the Lions, and the Eagles, they all had, I would call them, very impressive victories. Now, consider this. San Fran demolished the Jets. I mean, the game got a little closer at the end when the Jets scored late, but, like, San Fran handled the Jets, and that's a Jets team that's supposed to make the
playoffs.
Without
Christian McCaffrey.
Without McCaffrey. That's right. So Jets are, like, supposed to make the playoffs. They got taken out, all right? The Browns
they are not worried, and Jets fans are not worried.
Yeah, but the Niners were
Aaron
impressive.
Aaron Rodgers is
telling Niners were impressive.
Yeah,
the
worry.
The
bottom
line, the Jets might not be good. It is possible.
Well,
the Jets might not be
their
good.
Their D does not look as good as perceived.
Not close. Right.
So the Niners seem legit again. You know, the Cowboys smoked the Browns. Now
they
that could
so
be
so much talent.
That could be bad Browns, but, like, let's not take our eye off Dallas guys who last year won the division. Like, last year, Eagles 11 wins, Dallas 12. So bring that back in focus. The Lions. The Rams were supposed to be pretty good. Lions took them out week one. And then there's the Eagles with the Packers. I mean, I would tell you it is probably exceedingly rare that the top 4 teams from a prior year play 4 teams week one that are supposed to make the playoffs and the top 4 teams from the prior year win. I mean, a lot of times they don't. A lot of times. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know how this conference will shake out, but I know the early returns are the teams that were preeminent last year might be again this year. Look, we'll take, and obviously what's most
the good.
Important. Yeah, that was very unfortunate to see last night Tua get injured.
And he was pretty bad, actually, even before that. But
well, I know
yeah,
it was.
It's a shame.
It really is a shame. I mean, you just never know how many times the guy can
take
go through
it.
That. Yeah. And I guess it was two seasons ago, I believe, when, you know, he had the multiple. So, yep. Including two within a short period of time.
The wild thing, it was by Damar Hamlin who hit
I
him.
Know.
Isn't that crazy?
That is, I don't know if that's what you call ironic or whatever, but it's
weird.
Yeah, it's a thing, you know, no question about it. All right, 215-592-9494 for you to weigh in. Today. Also, let's give you a chance to win a cool prize today, because today on the show we're giving away a pair of tickets to see Kings of Leon. That's happening in less than 2 weeks, September 23rd. Kings of Leon in the area at the Mann Center TD Pavilion. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. All right, here's how we're giving them away today. So the tremendous movie Almost Famous came out about a quarter century ago. I believe it was, what was it, Seltzer, in the year 2000?
2000, yep.
So, and I've told the story before. I mean, it was...
How many times have you seen this movie?
Oh, man.
This is one of those.
This is the movie that changed his life.
It changed my life.
Yeah. It changed your life.
This one was healthy, not unhealthy.
No, this is unhealthy that you've seen it as often.
No, this movie's great.
I would never guess that Almost Famous was a Joe DiCamera rewatch
changed
movie.
Changed my life.
Really? Because like every other movie, right? It's like, Wizard of Oz or some type of political
well,
movie.
Say something, Devin. I had the Wizard of Oz probably 20 down by the time I was 7 years old. But then we all had the Wizard of Oz. I mean, you're parents stick you in front of a TV and say, hey, kid, leave me alone for 2 hours. Watch The Wizard of Oz. So the backstory real quick on Almost Famous for me is I was totally miserable my first year out of college, and I knew, well, I just was having a night. I was doing whatever. Popped in Almost Famous. I'd kind of been thinking about maybe trying to get into the sports broadcasting thing, maybe. And I saw that movie, and I saw the journey that kid was on in the movie, and I said, I got to go for it. I mean, it wasn't like I got to go for music, because if I went for music, that would have been a big failure. But it just inspired me.
That's like what happened to you when you watched The Graduate.
No. What, with Mrs. Robinson?
Hey, now.
What, you think I get Mrs. Robinsons around town? All right, so here's the deal. Almost Famous, a great movie, an inspiring
movie.
Never
seen it.
You should, Rhea.
I'm shocked, Rhea.
Really,
you've only seen all these movies we talk about.
It's really good. All right, so here's the deal. Today at 215-592-9494, in addition to all the Eagles and Phillies calls, we'll also ask you today for what is an inspiring movie. Put another way, what's the most inspiring movie? Best answer by the end of the show is going to win the Kings of Leon tickets. There are so many inspiring movies. Now, Seltzer, I need a ruling here, and this is an important one for everyone. Is this movies that are truly, purely, completely fictional, or things that are based on real-life circumstances?
That's a really good question.
Like a couple of years ago, there was a movie that came out about Harriet Tubman.
Yeah, now, I lean towards fictional.
I do too, like truly fictional.
My pick was...
Like truly, 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 truly fictional.
Not fictional.
No, I understand. That's why I'm asking. Because, you know, like if someone says a Harriet Tubman movie...
Yeah, how do you compare that to like a fictional thing
almost
that does
yeah, how do you compare that to Almost
yeah,
Famous?
Yeah, I think I agree with you on that.
All right, and Almost Famous actually was semi-biographical.
I think that's okay. Like it's if it's not like... If it's like a based on but different names, different story...
But like Vince Papale won't count. That's Vince Papale.
No, that's Vince Papale in the movie. Miracle wouldn't count. That's Herb Brooks, you know?
I agree. All right. We got the rules?
Well.
Give me an answer. All right, I'll give you an example. Casablanca. Totally made up. Now, is it the most inspiring?
Is it inspiring?
No. Yes.
I was
going
to say. I don't know.
It's inspiring in the last 3 minutes.
Sure. Yeah. But it's in a way, it's devastating.
It's a low-level inspiring movie. It's an all-time movie. But it's not a Mount Rushmore for inspiring.
Got you.
But in the last 3 minutes, he's like, I'm getting back in the fight. I'm fighting in World War II.
Yeah, and they become good friends.
Yeah, so. Good friends. All right. John, give me an answer here today. Everyone, get those thinking caps on, boys and girls.
Yeah.
Because there are so many inspiring movies that are not based in reality. John, Devin, Riggs, Seltzer,
sure
who's got one?
I have
I'm
one.
Pretty sure you've never seen School of Rock.
I have not.
Love that.
It is inspiring. Okay. Dewey Finn, he's kind of lost. He rediscovers purpose by teaching the youth.
Okay.
And teaching the youth music, and they're up there rocking out, and it really is cool. It's a feel-good.
Look, there are so many movies. Seltzer, give me one that you think is inspiring.
This is a movie that does not come up on our show enough. Great, great 90s movie. Absolutely inspiring. The Truman Show.
The Truman Show is a fascinating movie. It really is. It doesn't. Devin, you have
I don't even remember The Truman Show.
Like,
I remember
again,
loving
it. It's a great
it,
movie.
Yeah.
But it's
I don't
really
remember,
good.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about it at this point. Well, it's been so long.
He's walled in, and he's trying to get out, and he's trying to figure out.
Yeah, and I saw it in the theater, inspiring, too, it, so you know?
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, Devin, an inspiring movie.
You're not going to like this answer, but The Silver Linings Playbook.
Well.
I love that movie.
God, I hate that
Billy
movie.
Is
it
inspiring,
Why
do
too?
You guys hate
I feel
it?
Like
yes,
it's depressing.
It no, no. It's depressing throughout the movie, but then it has a happy ending.
Well, you know who didn't see that ending? Me, because I walked out of the movie theater.
Well, that's a shame.
Well.
Because you missed an inspiring
you
ending,
You walked
Joe.
Out. That movie is so highly
And it it's in
accredited.
Philly. There's Bradley Cooper's tailgating Eagles games.
All right, Rhea, give me an answer for inspiring.
I'm going to go with a fun one, and I only know this because I read a little bit about the movie, and the people who it's based on says, like, largely nothing in it is based on reality. Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings, yeah.
Great one.
There is that not a real story? Did they change names
well,
and stuff?
Well, it's somewhat. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. There's going to be a lot of love stories, by the way, that are inspiring. I'll give you a little thought there. All right, to the phones. Let's kick it off with Derek and Paoli. Derek, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man? I'm in the barber chair right now, man.
Nice.
Wow. That's early.
It's good work by you.
Thank you to your barber.
Barber shop, man. They get in here at 6 o'clock on Fridays, man. So, you know.
That is great.
So, listen. Here's my thing with the Eagles, Joe. We scored 34 points, right? Turned the ball over twice, and we still beat up on a good Packers team. Like, where is the optimism at? All week, we've just been complaining about what they didn't look like, pass rush, the quarterback. The Packers are good, bro, right? Everybody.
Well, the Packers are supposed to be good, and we'll see without Jordan Love. But obviously they had him for the game. Here's the thing I'd say, Derek. I'd feel a little better about the Eagles if I felt like the Packers played a clean game. I thought the Packers – now, look, they didn't turn the ball over as much as the Eagles, but, I mean, the Packers were dropping passes. You know, I thought the Packers, I mean, they had a kicker miss a field goal that typically is going to be made.
But that was no surprise. He was an undrafted rookie kicker.
No, I hear you, but most teams.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Would make that. I think it was 44 yards. So, Derek, if I felt like the Packers played better, I'd feel more confident in what the Eagles had put out there. Does that make sense?
Like, even when y'all be like, oh, if the Packers would have picked this pass off, if Jalen would have did this, like, it's a lot of what-ifs on both sides of the ball.
Well, you're right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, when you – seriously, this is serious. When you watch the Eagles play, right, mm-hmm. are you rooting for the Eagles to win?
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to answer your question with a question.
Oh, here we go.
What do you think?
I don't know. That's why – listen, I'm 6 years in with the show, man. And I feel like over the last 6 years, your optimism is going further.
Well, optimism and pessimism goes up and down. Fandom never does. Derek, the answer to your question, for all the Dereks throughout the Delaware Valley who are wondering whether the hammer roots for the Eagles, the answer is I do.
Okay. I don't know. What do you think, John?
I believe he does, actually. Yeah. Deep down, sometimes it gets lost in there. And he's hard on them because he loves them.
Yeah, I kid because I care, and I also criticize because I care. Hey, and there's people I criticize that I don't care, but that's a whole different thing.
Before I give you my answer, John, how do you feel being 50? Because I'm like a week away, man.
Oh, really? Good luck with it. It hits you when you least expect it. Like, it really does blindside you every once in a while. Like, when you see 5 and 0 written together and you know that it refers to you, it doesn't compute. So good luck with it. But you don't feel any different.
Well, except those joints. You mean those joints might start acting up on you. All right, Derek, give me a great answer, an inspiring movie.
I'm going to go with Pursuit of Happiness, Will Smith.
You know, that's a good answer.
Huge answer right there.
I love that answer. That's a big-time answer. 215-592-9494. Speaking of answers, a Phillies topic I want to dive into. They're going to have to figure out in the next 1 to 2 weeks what it's about. We'll tell you next. Because good times are ahead. How to handle them? Well, wonderful to be with you from Borgata on this Friday morning. And it's... They gotta lay out there for a moment. Can't talk over this, although I am. So now I'm confused. But hello. All right, so let's talk about the Phils for a second. So here's where they're at: 88 and 58. Now, what does that mean? It means for the quest for 100 wins, which you may or may not care about. I mean, do I really care? No. Does it really make a difference if they win 99 or 100?
Not mattering in 2011.
Well, they got to 102 and then pumped the – well, actually, they got to 99 and pumped the brakes, and then they won 3 in a row at the end. So they need to go 12-4 in their last 16 in order to get to 100. It looked like a week ago they would, like, very much not get to 100, and now it's within striking distance. But, you know, we'll see. They certainly may dethrottle near the very end. Now, it might depend on where they are in the standings with the Dodgers, of course. Of which they're one game up on the Dodgers for the best record in the National League, which also involves the best record in all of Major League Baseball and home field advantage throughout the postseason. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Ken and Cinnaminson right now. Hi, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing great, Ken.
Hey, Joe, do you know what the song Respect is about?
Treating someone with the worthiness of dignity that they deserve.
No. Uh-oh. It's about sex.
Really? Now, was she saying that she wasn't getting enough sex?
When she gets home, she wants it. She's making the money.
Really?
That's what it's
about. Are you serious about this?
Is this for real?
I'm dead serious. I am dead serious.
I mean, you are a historian, Ken. Not as much a historian as I am, but a historian.
I think I like that song more now. That's really interesting.
No, Ken, you're probably more of a historian. That's a great fact. That's interesting.
I'll let you have that one, Joe. Okay. Look, before I get to the Eagles, great piece by Scott Lauber this morning. We all hate Mets fans when they come down and invade Citizens Bank Park, but this is the first time a September series with the Mets is going to mean anything in a long time. So it's going to be a fun atmosphere down there. So, and it's not like an Eagles game. Like typically there's not brawls. So it's going to be fun to have some meaningful Mets baseball in September.
Well, here. You know, what also helps it a little bit is that the Eagles don't play this weekend. So the Phillies are front and center this weekend.
Yes. Listen, one thing that hasn't really been talked about, we're talking about Jalen's running and all those. If you go back and look at 2022 and you really break down some of the longer runs he had, first of all, he kind of pulled it early. And second of all, you know, you got a lot of guys running with their backs to the line of scrimmage in man coverage. And once you get past that one guy at the second level, the field is wide open for him to go. They're seeing a lot more zone defense this year, and that really does impact not
who
just
is?
When he's the Eagles.
Well, we don't know.
Well, I don't know this year, John. John, what about last year? John, did you sense that? Hold on, Ken. Hang on a second. John, did you sense last year if defenses defended them different in that regard?
I don't think. It's a week-to-week thing. It really is. I mean, the same team can play them differently three times in the same year, yeah. Coverage-wise. It just depends what they think is working. They'll take little pieces of what other teams have done. The problem was last year, in week one, there was a template created for our team, created by Bill Belichick and the Patriots, that gave us problems, and we never really figured that out. You know, so
yeah,
I hope that we have a plan, an approach for whatever defenses throw our way, whatever offenses throw our way. But it is a changing agenda week by week, no question.
Well, they were most, and that Patriots game in particular, John. That's kind of to the point. That was mostly zone with a lot of different looks underneath. And you know, the point is that when you've got those guys that aren't running with their backs to the line of scrimmage,
well, it changes the equation. All right, Ken, give me a great answer, an inspiring movie.
Well, I'll tell you what, the movie Sideways inspired a lot of people not to drink Merlot.
Okay. You got it. By the way, on social media, went kind of nuts over the last few minutes because the first answer we accepted, Pursuit of Happiness.
Yes, apparently yes. I got a message about that.
Yeah, it's based on a real-life thing.
The Chris Gardner story, apparently.
So we got to cross that one
like
off.
Like a best-selling memoir.
That's too bad. Because I thought that
it's
was
a super inspiring.
I
movie.
Thought it was a potential winning
really
answer.
Yeah.
I really did. And things can be like loosely, like extremely loosely.
Well, why don't you revisit this idea that it can't be?
Because there's
a
more
true story.
Than it. John, The Notebook. It's a love story. It's like go fall in love and keep your heart open, even as if it's been crushed before.
Yeah, there are enough movies.
There's so many. I mean, there are so many love stories alone, and The Notebook is one of the greats, and that's inspiring.
There's because sports movies. There's
I love that Joe loves The Notebook
so
much. It's
love
so
it.
Funny to
and
me.
And it was T.O.'s favorite movie. And maybe
was
still
it?
Is. In 2005 or so. Uh-huh.
I think you're hanging on to that too tightly.
John, before I knew T.O. loved it, I loved it. That movie, man.
But don't you think it made you love it a little bit more to where it might be unhealthy now? The love of The Notebook.
No.
Really? When's the last time you watched it?
I haven't watched it probably in about 7, 8
years. Wow.
How
okay.
many times
so you do.
Have you watched it?
Oh, in the early years, honestly, I hit 20, 25 quick.
Oh, my God. Oh,
it was that was a free one.
I love rewatching movies. No. That is embarrassing.
That's
that is embarrassing.
Let me
That's
ask a question about let me
watching.
Ask, forget rewatching. Let me ask. So, James, you've seen this. Let me ask John, Devin, and Rhea, because I threw this out a couple weeks ago. I'm guessing no one's taken the bait. I think the movie stunk. Have any of you watched that ridiculous 2001 A Space Odyssey yet?
No,
I haven't.
I mean, I watched it once upon a time.
I dare you.
Yeah, I didn't
watch one of the great movies. I dare you watch one of the great movies ever made. What a tough beat.
I thought it was.
Here's my point. Yeah.
I was a little kid when I saw it.
Here's my point. I just want to be clear. All right, and John, I think you're going to support me on this. So Seltzer just popped his little voice in there. It's one of the great movies of all time. All right.
Yeah.
Here's my point.
To be fair, James says that about a lot of movies.
He does.
Well, this is one that's not just me. I mean, the reason you watch it was because you had heard so many people say it's a great movie. That's the only reason you watch it in the first place.
Yes, and the problem is those people are dumb. So if you guys give this even 20 minutes... I think you will agree James is wrong.
James, have you seen it lately?
I saw it this year. I hadn't seen it. So I hadn't seen it since I was younger. And I'm like you, Richie, when I saw it when I was younger, I thought it was slow.
Yes.
And I rewatched it and I was blown away.
John, I dare you.
Oh, you don't
even have to finish it.
It doesn't feel like I want to. John, I don't want to go back and watch that.
Just give it the first 20 minutes. Tell me what you think.
All right. I will try 20.
All right. Now, I want to get to a poll question that relates to the Phillies. Actually, we have two different poll questions. The first brought to us, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. If you're thinking about making the switch to an electric vehicle, think Armin Chevrolet. Armin has incredible leases on the Blazer EV and Equinox EV. Together, let's drive. All right, first poll question. Getting near the postseason, who should be the Phillies' closer in the playoffs? A, Carlos Estevez, who seems to be the main guy, or B, Jeff Hoffman, who obviously has been a better pitcher this year. So Estevez or Hoffman, who would you rather see the ball go to in a big spot closing a game in the ninth inning of a postseason game? But let's get to what I find in the here and now to be an even more intriguing question, because that closer thing is for like 2.5 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. This next question is for the next week or so. Poll question. When should the, and I want to get everyone on the record here, and maybe you might need a little bit of time to think about it. When should the Phillies first pop champagne to celebrate this regular season? We've got four choices. A, what they've done in the past because they made it as a wild card team. A, when they clinch a playoff spot. B, what would be next in the sequence of what they would next accomplish when they clinched the division. C, what would then be next that they would accomplish sequentially when they clinch the one seed in the NL, namely they get past the Dodgers. That might be with a game or two left. It might not even happen, but like that would be near the very end of the season. D, don't pop champagne in the regular season. This team popped a lot of champagne the last couple of years. They celebrate it like crazy. They didn't win at all. Don't pop champagne. And you might even say even in the playoffs until you win it all. All right, clinching a playoff spot, clinching the division, clinching the one seed, don't do it. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. And I'm fascinated really today at 215-592-9494 to get some calls on this topic, because this is a Rob Thompson, Kyle Schwarber thing. They got to figure out the strategy here. Who's got an early thought on how to handle this? What would you like to see the Phillies do?
I would like to see them do the almost impossible and hold back, hold off.
No champagne in the regular
season. I would love to see that, but I don't think it's realistic.
So I don't want that, and I'll tell you why. Two reasons. One, it is an accomplishment to do any of these three
things. Well, I think that's part of what helps this team work better.
Well, that's
like, that
too.
Celebration is part of what carries them.
That's my point, too.
But I want it to be different this year. I want them to show us how different it is.
Do you want them to celebrate
less?
Yes.
I want them to demonstrate that they have taken it, like, they have been, it's been working on them this entire offseason. They've developed a plan that's better than previous years, and that includes everything, even down to the way they celebrate, to the way they celebrate a clinch, to the way they celebrate a first-round bye, whatever it is.
See, I'll say this, John.
I want them to be with a little subdued.
Well, here's the
because
thing.
Because you haven't done anything yet.
Well, here's what I'll say. I don't think they lost in the playoffs because they celebrated in the playoffs. I think there are some people that think that. I'm not one of them. I think they lost in the playoffs because they stopped hitting. I don't think they stopped hitting because, you know, 6 days before that, they popped champagne.
I don't know how that works.
No, I mean, we can't prove it. There's no way to prove it. That's just my gut feeling. By the way,
in the past, it worked that way. In the past, they celebrated, and then the bats turned off. I would.
But they never turned. They never turned immediately off.
Yeah, they turned off after Game 3 of the World Series the first year,
like,
man.
That was a whole week after they won the NLCS.
But eventually.
No, eventually.
That's what it felt like.
It has nothing to do with the celebration.
But, James, some people might think that. Hold on a second here. So, I also don't know how other teams in the past, like the Braves and the Dodgers, I mean, we could look it up, but teams that, you know, win about 100 games are obviously tasked with this. At what point do you celebrate? Rhea, what's your gut feeling of when or not to celebrate during the regular season?
I think when you win the division, that's what I'm, because when was the last time they won it? 2011?
2011.
I mean, it's been 13 years. So to me, and I have no problem with the celebration when you win or you accomplish something. They are who they are when it comes to that. I don't want them to be like, oh, no, we're going to treat this like a business trip. No, it's not fun.
I agree with you.
I mean, that's not
I agree with that.
The biggest problem we had, you know, we knew there were problems with Jalen Hurts last year when he was treating wins like it was a trip to the dentist.
Now, that's an interesting point. All right, Devin, what does your instincts tell you here?
You know, something Rob Thompson said earlier this season, act like you've been there before. This is going to be their third postseason run in a row, and I just think that celebrating kind of makes it look a little bit like a rookie move. You know, I don't think that there's a lot to celebrate unless they make it back to the World Series and win the World Series. I think winning the division is a big deal because it has been a while, as Rhea just said.
But it's
maybe
not
a
like
little
it was a
celebration,
close
but I just don't think win. It's like worth tarping the locker room and walking around with beer cases on your head. Like, I just think that we've seen that all before.
I will be fascinated. And again, you can weigh in at 215-592-9494. I am fascinated to know what people think about this. I mean,
it's hard because they're such a fun team and it's part of who they are. But it's also, at least for me, a little bit like this postseason. It's what have we said from the start of the season? It's World Series or bust. So show us instead of celebrating.
I think a lot of people will agree with you, Devin.
We're so far up on, like, it doesn't feel like we're at risk right now the way
we have
been in the past.
They're not at playoff risk.
Those celebrations were almost out of relief. You know, it was an arduous journey just to get in.
All right, Seltzer, what is your gut feeling of how to handle
this? I couldn't agree with Rhea more. I think she nailed it. I'm 100% with her. They celebrate when you win the division. That was the goal this year. They came into the year, the first goal. Let's win the division. Go from there. I just looked it up. The Texas Rangers celebrated after every round they won last year. Like, this is what teams do. It's baseball. You accomplish something, you celebrate, you go out the next day. And I think that celebrations had zero to do with them losing. They were up 7-0 in Game 3 of the World Series after they were up 2-1 in the World Series after celebrations. They kept winning rounds that year after celebrating. They won rounds last year after celebrating. Like, this is crazy to me. Like, let them celebrate when they accomplish something, and they're going to go out and be fine because it has nothing to do with it.
All right, 215-592.
I need to see it be different than previous years, though. Like, that's the ultimate end result.
So
we all want
less.
It to be different.
Less celebration.
Let's see them tone it back to some degree.
We'll find out.
It is an achievement to win your division, and it's been forever since we've done that. That's certainly, like, on their poster in that locker room. That's the goal. So, yes, that is a good thing.
All right,
let's not go overboard with it because we have bigger goals at the end.
What to do with how to handle this if you're, you know, the leaders in there? And obviously we're talking about Schwarber and JT and Bryce Harper and the manager of the team, Rob Thompson. How do you do it or don't do it? 215-592-9494. Gary in Whitehall. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Drew. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Gary.
Let's see. First things first. You're talking in the beginning of the show about the Eagles.
Yeah.
Who you were impressed with after week one.
We're not. I mean, just what stood out to you that's been a little below the radar? Go ahead.
No, the whole offensive line with the Blitz pickup.
It was great.
That was huge.
They were fantastic. There was a pocket.
Yes, there was a pocket, and that was every defense was going to key on that because of last year's results. And what a difference it made this year.
Well, game one, it was a total victory in that regard. Now, I did see something really interesting. Rhea, you pointed out to me that Chil Kapadia had a tweet that was it the Packers rarely or never brought six men?
Yeah, which was surprising considering their new and their new defensive coordinator did it a ton in college.
Gary, the backstory that Chil tweeted.
One.
No, it's risky. But, Gary, the backstory that Chil tweeted is the Packers blitzed a decent amount, sending one extra person, five. But they blitzed six times.
But if you sent six, then you're sending your inside backers in most cases, like guys that you would want to keep back just in case Jalen breaks that pocket. Like they were trying to set up a little bit of a safety net.
But I mean, last year,
if you send everybody, there's no safety
net. Yeah, no. Well, clearly, yeah. All right, Gary, what do you got on the Phils?
First things first, the Mets suck. Get that out of the way.
More or less than the Cowboys?
No. The Cowboys always suck. The Mets,
Dallas right sucks.
There you go. Yeah. All right, Gary, give me a great answer, an inspiring movie.
First thing first, no cigar lighting and no champagne. Or, no, actually, say can pop champagne. No cigar lighting and no riding horses at the bowls until we're done.
So you're saying tone it down. Like, don't be like the hammer. Oh, yeah, 260. Which, by the way, I'm going to get 260 today. No. And don't think I'm going to. Dude, 260? 260.
What if you don't?
Well, then, Andy McPhail.
You are due,
if I do, I do.
Way.
If I don't, I don't. No, if I don't, it's going to ruin my weekend. That's the answer. Gary, give me an answer, an inspiring movie.
Now, what was your role in the inspiring movie?
Excuse me?
No real story.
Can't be real. Fiction. Yeah, come on.
Can't be real.
Has to be real.
No, fake.
Fiction. Oh, excuse me. Has to be not real. Just give me an answer. You're confusing me.
Well, thankfully, my parents stayed together the whole time, and I didn't have to deal with stepbrothers.
Stepbrothers. What's inspiring about it? When they come together in the end?
Yes, they come together at the end. The Catalina Wine Festival?
That
come on.
That is such a tongue-in-cheek answer.
Oh, okay.
Right there.
Fair enough. Wow.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.